take you into custody. It'll slow your approach.
Custody? I don't
I'll track
understand.
The beams. We'll do this. Connie, run.
Chris, what is happening? No.
2 weeks have gone by since Connie left the Grand Orbital Observatory. 2 weeks since she stole a Sky Sprite and flew it through hyperspace to the Dressel system. 2 weeks since coming out of hyperspace and feeling all of the light, the familiarity of the Jedi in the Force go out. And 2 weeks since that same Sky Sprite was shot out of the air, out of low atmosphere by the clones aboard a ship orbiting the planet. How have the last 2 weeks gone for Connie?
Tense. They've been very tense because she's essentially trapped on a planet that is surrounded by beings that want to kill her for reasons unknown. She was able to feel the light in the galaxy go out, but has no idea why. And she's just been trying to lie low and stay alive.
She's doubly trapped here because Dressel is not a high-tech planet. The people here still ride horses. They use what technology they can find, but what they can find is not a whole lot. Before she was shot down, as she was coming into the system, she did get one. She got a warning. Do you recall?
I do. It was just Connie, run.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
And at first it seemed, because she had been thinking about her master, it seemed like it may have been her master speaking, but the voice was different. The grassy plains of Dressel stretch out to the horizons. To the north, Connie can see some low hills. To the south, a small strand of trees that she knows leads to a greater forest. To the east, the plains peter out into a drier, more arid place with canyons and badlands. And as Connie crouches in the grass, I think our first check of the game is going to be a survival.
All right. So I have one rank in survival, so that's a yellow die and a green die.
I'd like it to be an average check.
So two purple die.
And tell me about your hunter tree.
So I have 5 talents in my hunter tree. Those talents include hunter, naturally, expert tracker, keen-eyed, toughened, and rapid recovery. So it's very useful when interacting with beasts or animals. And like perception and vigilance checks, and for healing strain.
So I'm going to give you a setback as you crouch in these tall grasses. The creatures that you are seeking right now are native to these plains. They are very quiet as they move through the straw-colored vegetation.
Well, I can remove setbacks from checks to find tracks or track targets.
Yes, so. You can. And you get to add a boost because you have Hunter.
What's this when interacting with beasts or animals? Is this really interacting with? I mean, should I really be arguing?
I'm going to say that, yes, this is interacting with beasts and animals, especially since it allows you to deal higher crits to said beasts and animals.
I'll take that boost. Not argue against my own self-interest. It's been 2 weeks. Connie's had time to heal, physically anyway. Did you want to add any more setbacks or?
No, I'm good. No? And I can't flip any destiny points.
So. I already have a rank, so sorry, I don't see a point in flipping. But that is 2 failures. 2 failures and 1 advantage.
Connie sees off in the distance through the grasses, the heads of these animals that she was hunting pop up, their horns sticking out of the back of their heads as they look around for the sound, as Connie does the obvious thing and steps on a branch.
Yeah.
You see them sort of look around, and then they begin to take off in a different direction. What do you got for your advantage?
My advantage is that they were still in pretty good close proximity to me, where I could easily run after and chase them.
Okay.
Like, if they were long range, then obviously that wouldn't be worth it, but they're more like short range.
Sure, they can be short range. As they take off and Connie takes off after them, what does Connie look like after 2 weeks in the wilderness? 2 weeks without the comforts of the Jedi Temple or the Grand Orbital Observatory, these grand places that maybe seem to be in her past now.
Her hair has grown out a little bit to where previously it was shaved on one side. It's grown out a little bit to where it's a little bit little shaggier, and you can't really see the pink tones of her skin anymore. She's changed her clothes. I'm going to say she got them fairly from a settlement, that so she's wearing more like dressel clothing instead of the brown like tunics, Jedi tunics that she had worn before. And she honestly looks more at ease than she did when we saw her before. Because before, when we saw her, she was, sure, she was in the comforts of like the Grand Orbital or Observatory or whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. And like had all like the comforts of civilization and whatever. But she was also going through some trauma, like a lot of doubt and uncertainty. And there's just something about her, like in this more natural wild setting, chasing after a couple of running birds, that just seems more her.
Let's get another roll to catch up and get at one of these creatures.
Yeah. What should I roll?
I think it's going to be another average check. I think it's got a setback for uneven ground below your feet. You are beginning to run through these fields. I think the grasses are coming up to at least your chest height, and you can't actually see where you're going to be placing your feet next.
Okay. This sounds like an athletics check.
Yeah, I think it's an athletics check.
All right. I will flip so I can change one of those to a green, or one of those two greens to a yellow.
Okay.
I will add Yeah, I do. I'm going to add a force die to this roll so I can use my enhanced basic power. So if I generate any pips, I can spend them to gain successes or advantages.
Okay.
You said an average check.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think that what you were saying about the chest high grass and the uneven ground is a setback that would be negated by any boost I would try and argue for. So I'm just going to roll the dice unless you want to add to the roll.
I don't have anything else to add.
Unless I get to add a boost die for Hunter.
Interacting with animals. I don't know that this one counts.
Okay. Zero successes, one threat, and one dark side.
How hungry is Connie right now?
That's a good question. Because while she has traded with the settlements, she's not exactly staying with one. So she's pretty hungry. And she's using up all of this energy to chase after these creatures. So she needs to be able to replenish that energy. So
with one little leap, she could be upon them like a predator.
Yeah. So I will spend that force die to gain a success.
So you ended up with one success and one threat. What does Connie look like catching up to her prey? And it's enhanced that did the trick too.
Yeah. Predatory is definitely a good word for it. She moves faster than any living being should be able to move, especially like a humanoid being, to where she's upon one of them in a flash. Like she has, as part of her partial Twi'lek heritage, longer, sharper nails as she just sort of cuts one of them off, eyes intense and focused, as she reaches out to snap its neck.
Not lightsaber. Mm-mm. Okay. I think this is a big creature. I'm thinking like a deer-sized creature.
I could use the force to snap its neck.
Okay, you're using the force to do it. Okay.
Though, is that more or less obvious than a lightsaber? Maybe less.
And this rock horn goes down on the ground. The remaining two jump off, bouncing in and out of the grass and off towards those trees in the distance. As Connie stands over her next meal through the screen wipe, Connie and Master Rona walk off of the Jedi shuttle into this small village on Dressel. As you walk in, you see small dome-shaped homes made of homemade bricks, grass roofs that blend into the grasslands around them. The village is... It looks like one of these people have made a permanent settlement that's well organized. There's a wide dirt path that runs between all the buildings and a larger building in the middle that is their central meeting space. You can see there's a fire going in there right now. It is nighttime, and these people knew that you were coming, and you are welcomed with a feast. As you walk off the ramp, people come up to you and just they're very interested in you. They don't get many visitors. They see you with Master Rona, who I think they know. He's been here more than once, and he's got his instrument on his back, and he leads the way to this meeting area in the center, where you see a group of older Dresselians who come up and shake Rona's hand. This is Connie's first time on the planet.
This is Connie's first time off Coruscant.
What is it like being in a place that is so different?
I was about to say it's a little overwhelming with how open it is, yeah. But we have seen that the Jedi Temple is fairly high up in the levels, so there's still plenty of like open space there, like open sky and all that stuff, so that's not it. But the sheer amount of just nature versus like the, and it's noisy in a different way. There's not the constant sound of like speeders or ships or things just in the distance, but there is the wind and the people. Everything is new and interesting and kind of exciting. And as wary as she is, she's sticking pretty close to Master Rona. She's also like all the people looking interesting, like looking at her with interest. She's looking right back.
These people wear cloaks and a lot of the same sort of outfits that you see in the hollows of people in the Outer Rim, ponchos and loose fitting garments. And I think it's nighttime. It's a little bit colder. And as you get into town, you are invited to warm up by the fire, and people bring you bowls with food and these like nice ceramic bowls. They're just warm when you hold them. And your master sits down next to you and asks, "Connie, what do you think?"
I'm not sure what I think, Master, but I think this is pretty awesome. This is amazing. And her head is like on a swivel because there's so much to look at.
Mm-hmm. Each planet that we visit is awesome for its own reasons. There's the heights and depths of Coruscant, the power of the imagination to see something and make it. And a place like this, can you feel the force here?
Connie closes her eyes and sort of reaches out with her feelings the way that she's been taught as a youngling.
Every blade of grass, every little insect, the person in this gathering is the life that you can feel when you reach out to the force. Just because there aren't billions and billions of people, it's different than Coruscant, but still so strong.
I feel it.
Ah, Hakdo, come here. And Rona gestures at a Dresselian, and he comes up close, and your master gets up and gives him a hug. Hakdo, this is Connie. I've told you about her, and now you get to meet her. This person is... They've got this sort of wrinkly head, elongated in the back, orangish eyes, and a warm smile as they come and greet you. I think they take your hand. Connie, it is nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you too.
Welcome to our village.
It's lovely. Thank you for having me. Glances sidelong at Master Rona. Is like, am I doing this right?
Rona nods. It is our pleasure to have you here. Please try the others and I went and we have rockhorn. It is delicious.
What kind of creature is a rockhorn?
I think he looks at Rona, and Rona translates. Ah, it has four legs and horns. Hairy. Come. And he takes your hand and leads you into the crowd of people.
Looks back at Master Rona and allows Master Rona to be pulled along.
Yeah, he, as you look back, he turns his head and catches somebody's eye and waves and walks away. You are on your own.
Just left me. That's nice.
I should ask, how old do you think Connie is in this experience?
Well, how old is she in the present? Like 19?
Something like that.
So she's like 15.
Okay. Yeah, you are led into this group of people, and they put food in your hands and talk to you in languages that you don't know, and smile and welcome you into their village.
I can't speak the language, so I just sort of use sense to at least understand the general emotions and get the idea of meanings that
I
way.
The general feeling you get is that these people are content. They had a good harvest. They had a good hunt. They have welcome guests, and the whole family is there.
It's nice. Simple.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a bad way, just in a different way.
And there's a screen wipe. Connie is kneeling over the rockhorn that she killed, beginning to prepare it to eat.
Yep.
I'd like a vigilance check.
Okay.
It's going to be against two reds and two purples.
Okay. That's one stealthy creature, being. Well, you didn't put any setbacks, so I can't remove any. You said two reds and two purples?
Uh-huh.
Well, have another dark side point. So I have two yellows.
Okay.
Don't want this so-called knight getting offed right now.
Any reasons you might have some boosts? A boost or two?
A boost because she is well aware of the fact that she is constantly on her guard. Because she is well aware of the fact that there are clone troopers likely looking for her, or if that other Jedi on the comms had gotten to the planet as well, for him as well. She is aware that she's being hunted.
You can have a boost.
Because she is aware that they know she has no way off this planet.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I went and looked at sense. I was just like, is there any way I could use sense and scent? But I feel like it's more of an active thing, and she's pretty much focused on skinning this rockhorn. So two yellows, a blue, two reds, and two purples.
Isn't there a sense thing that does do that though?
The sense basic power, I can roll a force die and use pips to sense all living things within short range.
Okay, so you only have the basic power?
I also have control, which allows me to commit a force die so that anything attacking me has to upgrade their pool.
Okay, so I don't think either of those work in this case.
Yeah. So roll the, yep, two yellows. I don't like two purples and two reds. That's stacked. But here we go. Okay, thanks. Yeah, two failures and one advantage.
You don't hear it as it approaches until there's a soft, low, menacing growl behind you. Mm. Close. Feet away.
I would like my advantage to be that my lightsaber is an easy reach.
Okay.
Without alerting the creature that I am readying myself, I guess.
Okay. It growls again. You are very much alert to the presence of this creature.
Cool.
Steps behind you.
Oh, so I know it's behind me.
Yeah, it is behind
I don't have to use sense to be like, where is this thing that's growling?
You don't. No, it is right behind you. How's your xenology?
I have one rank in xenology.
You have a rank in xenology?
I have a rank in xenology.
Roll xenology check.
Cool. I will do that. What's
easy,
the difficulty?
Because you've been on this planet before.
One purple die. I feel like that's a... Does rolling a xenology check count as interacting with a beast or an animal?
Yeah, I mean, in this case, yeah, sure. Let's do it.
All right, so I added a boost die. Rolling. One success and one triumph.
You can tell from the sound that it's making. This is a creature you have not run into before, but in your early days here, the Dresselians talked about the Fang Cat, the apex predator of the plains.
So we've got rock horns and fanged cats. Yay.
What do you got for the triumph?
If I give it a hunch of leg from this rock horn, can I make it my friend?
Oh boy. You can try.
I don't need this whole deer. In fact, sharing it helps me because that means I don't have to lug it around or try and prepare the meat to make it better for long term.
So yeah, that is something you could try to do. It would be a hard survival check. You can pass your triumph on as an upgrade if you'd like.
Okay, so two yellow die.
Yeah, I think in this case, this is the predator of the plains. This is the big beast that gets what it wants and owns this part of the countryside. I think that it's not going to take one successful check. I think if you wanted to do this, you would have to like see this beast a couple times.
I mean, that makes sense to me.
Okay.
Maybe this
you can roll the first.
I've encountered it.
Yeah.
I don't have a reason to add force die to this, or do I?
You tell me.
I feel like I can use it. I can roll a force die with just random checks.
I mean, there are flexible force rules. There are rules that say, you know, just do whatever. Just have fun. So you tell me why you want to add a force die to this.
I want to add a force die to this because I am attempting at some level, because this is a, hey, I'm not going to mess with you if you don't mess with me. And in fact, we can even work together. I brought this thing down and I'm willing to share it with you. Like, that is a communication. I know, I'm pretty sure there is a talent out there for like beast
there
stuff.
Is, and it is within the Seeker.
Or force talent.
It's within the Seeker, one of the Seeker careers.
Is it in Pathfinder? The one I don't, yeah, there's animal empathy and animal bond, whatever.
Yeah, and it's in one of the ones that I think it's in Hermit as well. Like if you are Pathfinder Hermit, you can talk to animals. Go down the left side of both of those trees. Yeah. All those animals are your friends.
Yeah. Well, I don't have that tree.
No.
But it's still within my career.
I'll allow it. Sounds good.
Yeah. And a boost die because I am interacting with an animal.
Yes.
/ beast. I don't know what the difference between beast and animal is. Is that just three purple die?
Yep.
Okay. Two successes, three threats, and one light side pip. So four successes. No, three successes. Sorry.
You want to make it three successes, or do you want to make it two successes and two threats instead of three threats?
Do I want to give you less threat for your threat bank? That's probably a good suggestion.
Okay. So two successes, two threats.
Two threats.
What does Connie do? And how is the force involved?
God. Tani quickly uses her lightsaber to cut off a haunch of the rock horn and slowly turns around with it to where she's face to face with the fanged cat.
It lets out another low growl. You can see its bright yellow eyes and its two long fangs, like a saber-toothed cat, hunched down.
Yeah, moves the haunch away from her towards it while, like, opening up her feelings, like opening up her mind to the fanged cat with just the feelings of just calm. We can be allies, cooperation.
Its gaze follows the haunch as you toss it aside, and it quickly moves over and takes it in its jaws, and it looks back at you and then disappears into the grasses.
Okay. Well, that went pretty good, actually. That's good. And I turn around and I start cutting off strips of meat to bundle up and take to a more secure location to cook.
Connie packs up her next few meals and begins to walk through the plains towards the forest. The sounds of summer insects and birds high above fill the air. If she were to look back, she would see the circling of raptors high in the sky, and as they come down for what remains of the rock horn, the few scraps that they can get from it. I think behind her she also hears the yips of some pack animals as they also go in for whatever they can find.
Mm-hmm.
As she gets into the forest, the light is dappled. It's cooler than out in the plains. The bird song changes, and she knows that there is a Dresselian village nearby. Has she been seeking out the people who live here, or has she been avoiding being seen by them?
She doesn't stay among them, but she does go to settlements as needed. Like, for instance, she got her new clothes from the first settlement that she came upon. And then at the second settlement that she came upon, she also got a knife from the first settlement. And then from the second one, she got a couple of necessary things for survival. She doesn't stay long. They are very brief visits because she knows that appearance-wise, she's very distinct.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in the past 2 weeks, she has traveled a lot of ground on this planet.
And she's only seen Dresselians.
Which is good.
Yeah. Do you want to go to this village? Do you have food that you could trade if you wanted to?
Not tonight, no.
Okay.
Maybe in the morning.
All right. Connie finds a secure place backed by a large outcropping of rocks in this forest to settle down for the night. There's a small spring nearby, and you can hear the trickle of water. The forest quiets as the sun sets, and does Connie light a small fire? What does camp usually look like for her? Does she still have her, like, little portable Jedi stove? I'm sure there's some sort of kit in the back of the Sky Sprite for survival.
Yeah, there probably honestly was. How would that thing charge, though?
It's Star Wars,
so it's super advanced, so it's probably...
It's got a battery that's going to last... a while.
Yeah, she uses that thing because it would not be as noticeable as a fire. And it's, what would you say the weather is like? Is it a temperate day or evening?
Yeah, it was warmer out on the plains. It's cooler here in the
right.
In the forest, and it cools off as the evening wears on.
Yeah, she has a tarp that she can like stretch as sort of like a sloping roof, or if it does rain, it won't rain on her. So she sets up the tarp. She sets up the little camp stove and things so that she can cook the meat that she got off the rock horn. She has a canteen that after she sets up the meat to start to like... No, she does this before she sets up the meat. She refills her canteen at the small spring nearby. And splashes her face, and then she goes over to start that process. She doesn't have any spices or anything like that. She does have a little bit of cooking oil, which is good, but nothing to flavor it.
You wanna do a survival check for spices? Seems silly, but
I mean, I absolutely could grab some like herbs and greenery.
Yeah, I'm sure there's like some wild onions and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you would need to even roll for that. You've spent time here. I think your time with your master was not spent just sitting idly in a village. You spent time out in the wilderness. And
I have that rank in survival for a reason.
Yeah. As you cook your food and sit back and wait in this dimly lit forest, your screen wipe.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Coruscant Nights. Connie was played by Erica Goodwitch. For more from Erica, visit goodwitchstudios.com. Thank you to AJ for donating for Destiny for this episode. If you like Coruscant Nights and want to support all of Nightcast Creative's shows, please visit us at patreon.com/CoruscantNights. Coruscant Nights is produced by Nightcast Creative. For more about us and the things that we do, visit nightcastcreative.com.